bright and beautiful music. This is KIXI, AM and FM, Seattle.
Pacific Standard Time, 10 o'clock.
CBS News, President Ford is preparing to spend the remaining days of 1974 with his family at a ski resort in Colorado. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS Radio Network. The president will be in Vail, Colorado for the rest of the year, flying there on Sunday. The first family will spend 12 days at Vail enjoying the winter sports. The president is taking some homework with him, proposals for the budget and the State of the Union, and ideas for stimulating the economy and conserving energy. He discussed those matters Saturday at meetings with his economic advisors and with key Republican senators. The president also met with Vice President Rockefeller, who was given some major assignments for the new year. Rockefeller will advise the president on both domestic and foreign policy matters and will serve as vice chairman of the National Security Council. More news in a moment.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your cold to contact. The sooner the better.
The common cold is a rotten thing. You miss so much. Sneezing, drips, and congestion can drag you down. Then, ask yourself the contact question. 6 or 3 or 1? You'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of Cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact for up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms. That's daytime, then nighttime relief. Both the others have things for aches and fever, and the liquid, something for coughs. Not found in Contact 600 Tiny Time Pills.
Give your cold to Contact. The sooner the better.
6 or 3 or 1. Take Contact. Only as directed.
With his own industry in the midst of a serious sales slump, Board Chairman Thomas Murphy of General Motors has suggested a 4-point program for energy conservation. Murphy outlined his plan in Detroit.
First, reduce consumption of all energy. Second, remove price controls from natural gas and petroleum products. Third, provide incentives for private development of American energy resources. The removal of price controls on natural gas and petroleum would also increase the revenues and earnings of domestic producers. A special tax on whatever of this incremental income is not reinvested in domestic exploration and development would give private industry a powerful incentive to find and develop American energy for America's needs. And fourth, adopt other measures, including taxation, if necessary.
Murphy also said that an economic recovery in 1975 depends upon prompt government action to restore consumer confidence and to stimulate the economy. Officials of the Central Intelligence Agency have thus far declined comment on a report in Sunday's New York Times. The report says that the CIA violated its charter during the Nixon years by gathering files on thousands of American citizens. The targets were reported to be anti-war elements and other dissidents. Under law, the CIA is forbidden from domestic intelligence gathering. The Chicago Tribune reports that the General Accounting Office is conducting a nationwide investigation into the daily operations of the FBI. The report says the investigation was approved following a series of meetings with FBI Director Clarence Kelly. The Tribune says the probe will center around studies to determine if the FBI uses its employees properly and cooperates with local police agencies. The story also says one Chicago police official told GAO investigators the FBI has a bureaucratic system that often bogs down joint investigations. In London, a bomb went off Saturday inside Harrods department store, causing heavy damage and setting off a fire. There were no injuries. A London newspaper had received a phone call warning the bomb would go off. The store was evacuated before the explosion. Harrods is a popular and fashionable store in London, frequently used by members of the royal family. The explosion came several hours before the start of a holiday truce declared by the Irish Republican Army. 3 bombs exploded Saturday in Mexico City, damaging the Federal District Treasury and 2 branch offices of the Bank of Mexico. 2 men were arrested. Now this.
Which would you rather forego? The low prices only a chain store can offer, or the friendly service of an independent dealer? Why settle for one or the other? Hi, Pat Summerall here to tell you that you get the benefits of both at True Value Hardware Stores. You see, True Value Hardware Stores are independently owned by a local man, usually a neighbor of yours. He's the kind of friendly guy you get to know by his first name, the kind of handy guy you look to for do-it-yourself advice. And he has his own money invested in the business. So believe me, you'll never write the chairman of some board to get satisfaction. At the same time, each independent True Value dealer is a part of a chain of over 4,700 hardware stores whose combined buying power amounts to $1 billion. So True Value Hardware Stores buy their merchandise for less, can sell it to you for less. Chain store prices, independent dealer service. Get the best of both worlds at True Value Hardware Stores.
Secretary of State Kissinger met Saturday in New York with UN Secretary General Kurt Waldheim to talk about the Middle East. Kissinger said there is no dramatic new development, but he said he remains hopeful peace can be achieved. Kissinger also said he believes it will be achieved. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS in Seattle, KIXI. The weather forecast for Seattle, Tacoma, Everett, and vicinity cooler. Showers locally mixed with wet snow this evening. Decreasing showers tonight through Sunday, occasionally windy. Variable clouds tomorrow night and Monday, chance of a few showers, lows in the lower 30s, highs in the lower 40s, wind southwesterly 15 to 30 miles an hour with a few higher gusts. 37 degrees at the Lake Union Building, 37 at SeaTac. Stay tuned now for Mystery Theater next.
CBS Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. Good to have you with us. Settle down and be comfortable. Lend us not only your ears, but your deepest concentration while we tell you a strange and macabre story. Where do you live? Peoria? Salt Lake City? Buffalo? Memphis? Where? Springfield? Manchester? Spokane? Hackensack? No, you don't live in any of those places or in any other place that has a name. You live, each one of you, night and day, year after year, in the nameless, hidden places of your own mind.
Mr. Z, who ever dreamed up the Black Room anyway?
I have no idea.
Somebody must have.
There's always been a Black Room, Mr. K, far as I know.
Hell of a place.
Yes.
How long do you think he'll last?
Matter of days. Weeks, possibly.
Then what?
He'll go mad or die.
Our mystery drama, The Black Room, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Elspeth Eric and stars Larry Haynes. It is sponsored in part by Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, Brewers of Budweiser, and Buick Motor Division. I'll be back shortly with Act One.
You don't see many people putting salt in their beer nowadays. Not that there's anything wrong with salt on radishes or French fries, but man, not in the king of beers. Truth is, the only thing salt can do for Budweiser is make it salty. An unwise thing to do to the only beer in America that's beechwood aged. Unsalted Budweiser has become the most popular beer in the world. That's because in brewing Bud, the Budweiser brewmaster goes all the way for a taste, a smoothness, a drinkability you'll find in no other beer at any price. And something else you can take without a grain of salt. The fact that when you say Budweiser, you've said it all. Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis.
Who knows how to help you solve your shopping problems? Your Better Business Bureau knows.
Madam, can I step inside? You see, I'm taking a survey. We're not selling anything, of course.
Well, if you're sure you're not selling...
Absolutely, I guarantee it. I see you have children. Do they do well in school? Now, if you'll just sign here, madam, you'll receive all 10 items for free, except for the handling charges, you understand. Pennies a day, really.
Wait just a moment, madam. Don't sign that paper. That's a contract. And believe me, nothing in this deal is for free.
But who are you?
I'm the man from the Better Business Bureau, reminding you to read this contract carefully before you sign it. Don't be taken in by the story that anything of value is free. And remember that pennies a day add up to a considerable amount. Just another consumer tip from your Better Business Bureau.
Somewhere, in some unspecified place, are three men. Three men of no particular distinction and no particular importance, except to themselves. Yet the urgency of their speech and the intensity of their attitudes would make you think that something of the gravest consequence is taking place. And for all that I know, it is. Listen now to the story of the Black Room.
Why me? Why me? Of all people, I'm a very ordinary guy. I have a wife, I have a home, I have a job, I drink a little, I go bowling. I have some money. I'm just like everybody else, so why me?
We didn't take you because we thought you unusual.
Well, then, for God's sake, why?
We need information.
I haven't got any information.
We think you have.
Information about what? Look, if I have it, I'll give it to you. I'll tell you anything you want to know.
You mean that?
What do you want to know?
Why did you do it?
Do what?
You know.
I don't know. Do what?
Not going to tell us.
What am I supposed to know? How could a man like me know anything?
Look me in the eye. Step up here. Closer. Look me straight in the eye. Now, why did you do it?
I didn't do anything.
Come on now. He'll never tell you.
What am I supposed to have done?
He's hopeless.
You guys, I never saw you before in my life. Who the hell are you anyway?
I'm the man in charge here.
And who's he?
My deputy.
Well, who gave you the right to bust into my house, drag me down here, and start asking me questions? Well, who gave you the right to do that?
It's not a question of right.
Well, it damn well should be.
But it isn't.
Can I make a phone call? I can make a phone call, can I?
I'm afraid not.
Well, everybody's allowed to make a phone call. That's what I always heard. I want to call my wife, my lawyer, somebody.
Out of the question. We have no phone.
You? I never heard of a place that had no phone.
Now you have.
But you just can't keep me here. It's not right.
What's your idea of what's right? We'd really like to know.
Well, I can't tell you offhand like that. I don't know exactly.
Quite so. Neither do we. Mr. Kay, I think it's time for the Black Room.
Right. Come with me, please.
Come with you where? No, I'm not going anywhere with you.
Come on.
I don't have
yes,
to go.
Yes, you do. Come on.
Do I have to?
Yes, you do.
Right this way.
I don't understand any of this. What is this place you're taking me to? What did he call it?
The Black Room.
Why do you call it that?
Because it's black.
Why, painted black, black walls, black furnishings, what?
Well, there aren't any furnishings, it's just a room. And it's black.
You're putting me in solitary.
You'll be alone. There we are. Step in, please.
Well, I can't see a thing, nothing. It's black.
That's why it's called the Black Room.
Well, switch on a light.
There is no light. Once I close this door, there'll be no light of any kind.
You can't do this. Get out of my way.
Now, just...
Help! Somebody, help!
Make
help!
Cut it out. I'm going to close this door.
Are you there? Are we both in here? Well, say something. Are you here?
You haven't any matches on you by any chance? Or a lighter?
No.
Once I go out that door, you'll be in total darkness and total silence. No light, no noise, no sound of any kind. Only what you make yourself.
I don't see why.
You'll be fed once a day, never at the same time.
How will I know when?
It'll be either before you get hungry or after you stop being hungry.
You'll bring it to me?
You'll find it somewhere on the floor.
How will I find it if I can't see it?
You'll feel around till you come to it. There'll be bread and water, and once in a while, if I'm in the mood, some keys or a piece of fruit. Okay. Got it?
Will you tell the warden something for me?
The who? The warden?
Well, whoever he is. The keeper.
Keeper?
Well, you know who I mean. The man in charge.
That's Mr. Z. The end of the line. Tell him what?
Tell him that I...
That you what?
I've forgotten.
Well, it's good beginning. Keep it up.
Oh, wait a second. Wait.
What now?
Let me look at the light.
Look at it. Okay. That's all.
Think the fear. Fear itself. Yes. Why am I whispering? I should be shouting. What's that? I hear something. I hear. What is that? It's my heart. It's my heart beating. I'm hearing my own heart. The only thing I can hear is my own heart. My shh, 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 shh. Quiet, quiet. Quiet down. Quiet, quiet. That's better. Yes. That's better. Much better. Better. Yes.
How did it go? Pretty routine.
Good.
He fussed a little.
Oh?
I found it necessary to step inside with him for a few seconds.
No trouble, though.
He went numb pretty fast.
I thought he would.
He wanted me to give you a message, but then he couldn't remember what it was. And he thinks you're some kind of a warden.
A warden?
Or a keeper.
Poor man.
You know, Mr. Z, I didn't much like it inside that room.
You knew you were coming out.
Whoever dreamed up the black room, anyway?
I've no idea.
Somebody must have.
There's always been a black room, far as I know.
Hell of a place.
Yes.
How long will he last, do you think?
Matter of days. Weeks, possibly.
Then what?
He'll go mad. Or die.
Wonder what he's doing now.
Oh, counting by twos, then by threes, then by fours. Anything to keep from thinking. That's what they all do.
Remember things. Beautiful things. Remember the ocean, the sand, the sounds of the sea, the waves, winds, running on the beach. Oh, God, I'm crying. These are my tears. Oh, come on, no, let's not have any of that. None of that. No, just remember other things. Not the house, no. Not the house. I'm not ready to think about the house. Ah, school. Oh, yes, school. Matthew Arnold, English poet, 1822 to 1888. Yeah, something like that, anyway. Is it so small a thing to have enjoyed the sun, to have lived light in the spring, to have lived, to have thought, to have done? I don't know the rest. Oh, sleep.
want to sleep. No, no, I'm afraid to sleep. Will I ever sleep? What? What's that? I heard something. Yes, I hear something. Shh, shh, shh. Quiet, quiet. Shh, shh, shh. Ah, Father, stop! God, it's a rat. They've let a rat in here. I'm shut up with a rat. Where is that? Where is that rat? I'll kill it. I'll kill it with my bare hands. Where is it? Where is that? Where? Can't hear it anymore. Where is that? Rat, where is it? Hiding. What'll it do? Ah! No, that's enough of that. Just lie down on the floor. Stretch out. Just let go. What'll happen will happen. Just let it happen. That's the best way. Don't fight. Don't struggle. Just lie quiet. Empty your mind. Yes. It doesn't matter if my eyes are open or closed. Isn't that funny? They're not really funny. When I go to sleep, will my eyes close or will they stay open? Yes, I can feel my eyelids raise themselves up. Now I feel them come down. But everything's the same. Black, just... It ran over my hand. The rat ran across my hand. Where is it now? I don't hear it. Did I imagine that? Did I ever hear it? Did I really feel it? There. I hear it. I hear it again. Now, why would they do that? Why would they put me in a black room with a rat? They must be devils. Where is that rat now? Shh, shh, shh. Wheeler makes a noise. Shh, shh, shh.
Again.
Ran across my hand again. And wait. Just hold on now. Hold on. It's not so bad. The rat didn't bite you, did he? No, he simply ran across the back of your hand. That's all. You're not hurt. You're perfectly all right. Perfect. Oh, you don't sound like such a big rat. Now, you sound like kind of a very small rat. Now, you could be a mouse. Sure, a very small little mouse. Why not? Now, if I should just lie here quietly with my arms spread out like this, would you run across my hand again? Would you? Huh? Hey, you see, I'm calmer now. I'm much more relaxed. I'm waiting. Ah, there you are. Oh, my fingers. Oh, such light little feet, so delicate. Oh, I think you must be no more than 2 inches long. How are you, my friend? Huh? How is my mouse chum? My pal, Mr. Mouse. How's everything with you, okay? Good. Me? Oh, I'm managing. So far, so good. Yeah. You know, I think I can hold out for a while. Anyway, at least I'm not alone. Not altogether alone. Not quite.
The great horror is the fear of being alone. Man will do anything, suffer anything to avoid it, and to postpone that crucial moment when, no matter what he does or what he suffers, he must face his own essential aloneness, the very last moment of his life. We'll be back shortly with Act Two.
There is a fresh new spirit sweeping the land. A free spirit that demands good products. Products that satisfy your sense of good taste and desire for economy. But above all, products that perform. Buick has been touched by this spirit. And this year, our crisply designed, solidly built Buick will bring joy even to the most demanding of free spirits.
the 1975 Buicks, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
The Marine Corps reserves are looking for a few good men to help keep the peace. Men who understand that nobody likes to fight, but somebody has to know how. Men who want to see their children grow up in an age of peace. We're looking for a few good men to become peacekeepers and stand ready with the Marine Corps Reserve.
See if you can identify these sounds. Squeaky door? Lion growling. A motor scooter. Cow mooing? Spanish dancer. If you agreed with these guesses, you've been fooled, because each sound was made by a whale. That's right, a great big blubbery old whale just buzzing and clicking and grunting away deep down in the ocean. The National Audubon Society has joined a world effort to save these amazing animals from extinction. We need your help. To find out what you can do, write National Audubon Society, 950 3rd Avenue, New York, New York, 10022.
The simple man we have chosen to be our hero is confined in the black room, a bare place without light or sound. But by chance or fate or the mercy of God, he has found a companion, a mouse no bigger than his thumb. This tiny creature has become his sole defense against the terrors of being alone.
Sit here on my hand. And let me stroke your head, Mr. Mouse. There. You like that? Tell me you do. Somehow let me know that you do. You don't know how much it would mean to me to know that I was giving pleasure to someone. That's one of the chief horrors of being cut off from everything and everyone. There's no one to serve, to help, to amuse. Yes, that sounds strange, I suppose, but I never knew till now how important it is to bring pleasure and comfort and amusement into other lives. Will I ever laugh again? That's too much to expect. Yes, I know that. I don't mind crying anymore. I cry a lot. I don't care. When I weep at the hopelessness of it all, I feel somehow it's not quite so hopeless. Now, why is that? Do you know, Mr. Mouse? Mice don't cry? Is that what you're saying? Mice take life as it comes. Yes, but men can't do that. Men rebel and struggle and suffer. Oh, yes. Yes, how they suffer. Oh, are you agreeing with me? Or are you telling me you're hungry? You know what I have for you this time? Some cheese. Yes. They left me a piece of cheese this time. I ate most of it, but there are some crumbs. And they're in the breast pocket of my shirt. Now, if you just get into my pocket, way down at the bottom. You're easy, easy now. Don't be frightened. Now, you know I wouldn't do anything to hurt you, my little friend. There. Head first. Down you go. Ah, yes, you found them. You found the crumbs of cheese. You're eating, and I'm almost laughing. Not quite, but almost. I'm almost laughing because you're so pleased.
I gave him a piece of cheese this time.
What for?
Oh, I don't know. Just to give him a little hope, I guess.
Well, if you want to drag it out.
Bread and water get so monotonous.
I imagine the last thing in the world that concerns him is monotony.
Well, it gets monotonous for me, too.
You say he's eating well.
So far, every crop.
That won't last.
I suppose not.
Not if he's like the others, it won't. A few more days, then...
Now stay out of my way, Mr. Mouse. Don't get hurt. I'm just looking for our food. Well, maybe he hasn't left it yet. Now, there hasn't been any cheese for a long time. Now, I can't count the days anymore, but it's been a long time. Oh, I found it. What is this? What? It's an apple. Imagine an apple. Say, I wonder, is it red or green or yellow? Perhaps I could tell by the taste. Macintosh. Or have I forgotten the taste of apples? I used to know it so well. You want some, do you? Here, wait till I bite off a piece for you. Right, you know where it is. Come on now, you know. The pocket. It's in the pocket. That's it. I can feel you move against my chest. I think I have never felt anything so comforting. How did I get here? How did I come to be living in a soundless, lightless room with a friendly mouse? That's almost laughable, but I've forgotten how to laugh. But think about it. How did I arrive at this place, these circumstances? For that matter, how did I arrive at any of the places, any of the circumstances of my life? I planned, yes. Yes, I made plans. But they never seemed to work out precisely as I planned them. The marriage. It looked all right, but it wasn't quite what I meant. The job. Yes, the job seemed to be a good job, but it wasn't quite what I'd expected. The house. It was a good house, a nice house. But not quite. Oh, are you coming out of my pocket now, Mr. Mouse? Have you had enough? Huh? Hey, what are you doing? Are you trying to get inside my shirt? What for? What do you want? Oh, I know. To be close to me is that... Ow! Hey, what was that? What did you do? You know, I felt something... Oh, there it is again. Hey, I think you're pulling out the hairs on my chest. Is that what you're doing, Mr. Mouse? Ah, yes, you are. Now, why? Why would you do that? Not to hurt me. I know you would never hurt me. Are you playing? Are you making up a game trying to divert me from the awfulness? Yes, you're telling me it could be worse. There are things we can do. There is always something. It is never absolutely hopeless. Oh, little mouse, you're trying to make me laugh.
I gave him an apple today.
If you want to play the game that way, I can't stop you.
He ate every bit of it. There wasn't a thing left on the plate. No core, nothing.
I wonder how he manages to keep up his appetite.
Maybe he exercises.
After this long, they lose interest.
Yes. After all, what's the point?
Hope can't last forever. It's got to die, sooner or later.
Well, with this one, it looks as if it's going to be later.
Yes, but eventually.
What makes him hang on?
I wish I knew. I'd give anything to know.
It's darn near 2 weeks.
2 weeks tomorrow.
Should I go in after him?
No. Now, wait a while longer. He can't last.
You're sure about that?
No one ever has.
It's only breadcrumbs today. Sorry, Mr. Mouse. Hey, where are you? Mouse? Mouse, I have breadcrumbs for you in my pocket. Now, where are you? Are you here? Why don't you come when I call you? Now, there's no place to go in this blackness. I can't look for you. I might hurt you. Now, why don't you come when I call you? I have food for... Oh, what a fool
I am. You've gone out of the black room. You've escaped. But where? How? There must be a place. Yes, you haven't always lived in this room. You came in at some point, and now you've gone out. But where? How? There must be a place, a little place, a tiny hole. Yes, a tiny hole big enough for a mouse to get through. Now, where? Where? You don't live here all the time. The black room isn't your only home. I mean, not your permanent home. You wouldn't pick a place like this. No mouse would do that. Nobody would do that. No, you came here from somewhere else. There must be a hole someplace. And you came through that hole, and you've gone out through that hole, and I'm going to find it. What's this? Is this it? Oh, that's so tiny. That's so tiny. Is that a hole? A hole just big enough for a mouse to slip through? Yes, I think it is. Then on the other side, there must be something. The blasted hole is right next to the floor. It's no bigger than my thumb. Or I can't get my face up to it. Yes, I can. I see a light. I see light. A very little light. Oh, thank you. Thank whatever, whoever you are for this little bit of light. What's happening? What's happened to the light? There's still a little, but there's something gray, something milky gray. What? Ah, it's my mouse. He's on the other side of the hole. I'm looking into the small gray eye of my friend. Oh, Lord, it's too much. Who could think of such a thing? Who could think that I would be straining at a mouse hole, bent almost double, to look into the eyes of my friend, the mouse? It's too much. It's too much. I can't comprehend. What is there to do but laugh?
He's off his feet. Hardly ate anything the last few days.
So, it's starting.
What's starting?
The decline. I knew it would, sooner or later.
Think I'll give him some fruit next time.
I really don't know why you want to bother.
Maybe some cheese, too.
Suit yourself.
Look, the idea was never to starve the poor fool. If that was the idea, I wouldn't give him anything at all.
He's beginning to starve himself.
Can you do that?
It's simple. Stay away from food and water. You'll be gone in a few days.
No kidding.
Animals know that.
Well, I never knew it.
There's lots of things animals know that men don't know. Especially you.
There's a place beyond crying. Yes, there's a despair too deep for crying. Here, in the dark, in the silence, there's nobody. Not a creature is stirring, not even a mouse. I can't laugh either. I think my life is closing. What? Oh, you're back. You're back. Are you? You're in the pocket of my shirt. Well, I have some cheese and part of a pear. You'll have to come to me if you want it. No, I can't look for you again. I just don't care anymore. I just don't care. I don't care anymore.
Nobody says it. The drama of life is not in battles or elections or crimes or even in love affairs. The drama of life takes place in the dark, silent soul of every man or woman who has had the luck or the misfortune to live. We'll be back shortly with Act 3.
Some people think we play ping pong all day. They're wrong. The USO isn't all fun and games. Today, the USO has millions of problems like this one in Germany.
My family's going crazy living in a tiny apartment. Where can we live?
Today's USO has millions of problems like this one in Asia.
I'm hooked on drugs. Where can I get help?
Or this problem in Athens.
Our marriage is breaking up. Can you help us?
Today's USO has little time for ping pong. We've got serious work to do. We've got lots of new problems here and overseas. The problems are big. How big? Well, if someone asks you, who needs the USO? Tell them,
we do! We do!
Over 5 million American military personnel and their families need today's USO. And because we get no government funds, we need all your support. Please give to USO through the United Way or local USO campaign.
The strangest thing happened last night when I was walking home from work. It was almost dark. And then I saw someone. A woman struggling to change a tire. I stopped. She stiffened. I think she was afraid of me. And then something strange happened. We talked. I mean, really talked. There by the roadside, changing a tire. She told me how scared she was. She wanted help, but was afraid of the kind of help she might get. I told her I had fears like that too. And I think she understood. Then she drove away, and I didn't even get her name. But I listened to her talk, and she listened to me, too. And you know, that made me feel good.
A word for active listening from the Mennonite Churches.
I just don't care anymore. These words were spoken by our nameless protagonist a few minutes ago, and I suppose they are the saddest words anyone can utter. I just don't care anymore. The struggle is over. Life is over when we just don't care anymore.
He hasn't eaten anything for 2 days.
Oh?
Last thing he ate was that pear that was 2 days ago.
He's starting down the slide.
You sound as if you enjoy this.
I don't.
I think it's terrible, really terrible.
It's necessary.
I don't see why. I swear I don't.
We need the information, don't we?
But do we absolutely have to have it? I don't see why.
It's the most important information in the world.
I just think maybe it's not worth all this.
It's worth all this and more.
I don't know why.
Look, you're a good fellow. And you're not the stupidest man in the world, or you wouldn't be my deputy. But there are certain things that are, let's say, beyond your comprehension. You agree?
I guess so.
You guess so?
I'm sure. I'm sure there are certain things that are beyond my comprehension. Just the same.
Yes. What were you going to say?
How do I know they're not beyond your comprehension, too?
I hear you. Oh, I hear you, but I don't care. Even if I did care, I'm not sure I'm strong enough anymore to go looking for you. Now, there must be food all over the room. Why don't you go look for it? I'm sure the faithful Mr. K has been leaving it, and I haven't eaten any for a long time. So, stir yourself and go look for it. Huh? You want me to bring it to you? Well, that's rough. Those days are over, my friend. I loved you. Do you know that? I really did. I thought you loved me in your own little mousy way, but you didn't. I was just somebody to feed you. That's all. Well, our friendship has come to an end. Mr. Mouse, as all things come to an end.
He isn't drinking any water either.
That's too bad.
You're feeling sorry for him by any chance?
Now, don't start up with me, Kay.
I'd like you to go soft.
I'm not going soft. It's just that...
Yes? What?
I don't know why exactly, but I had such high hopes for him. That he'd be different somehow. I really had very high hopes for that man. Well, maybe one day I'll learn. Nobody survives the Black Room. Absolutely nobody.
All right, one more time. One last time I'll look for you. I'll bring you the cheese and the pear. My legacy to you, Mr. Mouse. My last salute, Mr. Mouse. Moriturite salutanos. Well, why wouldn't you come to me? You used to come to me. Why did you stop? You knew I needed you. That's why. I needed you more than you needed me. And when that happens, after all, you had a way out of the Black Room, and I didn't. Where is that little hole of yours, Mr. Mouse? I found it. Where is that? I'd like to see the light once more before the darkness closes in. Where is the little mouse hole? Is this it? Is it? Yes. Oh, I'm much too weak. I can't get my eye to it. I forgot how hard it was. I can't. Oh. There it is. A beautiful light. That little sliver of light. A lovely light. Yes, I'm a little stronger now. I'll find you. Just keep talking, Mr. Mouse. I'll find you. I think I'm nearer. Just keep talking and I'll find you. You sound very loud. I must be close. Or is it because my hearing has become sharper? Does that happen? Does the hearing become sharper when there's nothing to hear? Ah, yes, you're very near now, very near. I think I can reach out and touch you. No, that didn't happen. I won't believe it. It happened. I won't believe that I reached out my hand and you bit me. I won't believe that. Not that, no. But it's true. Yes. It's true. There's no end to it. There's no end. No end to the shocks and the suffering and the cruelty and the horror. No end to it. When you think you've borne it all, there's more and more and more.
How is he?
Not eating, not drinking, nothing.
Too bad.
I think it's time to go in.
You think he's alive?
I don't know. He could be, I guess.
Okay. Go on in.
I hate this part.
Oh, Mr. K.
Yes?
If he should be alive, by some chance, and if he should be even remotely in his right mind...
Oh, I doubt that, Mr. Z.
I know, but if he should be, take him upstairs and let him take a shower. Let him shave, give him some clean clothes, and bring him down here to me.
That's it. If he's alive and in his right mind.
Well, there's always a chance.
Why did you bite me? I meant you no harm. Why should you turn on me? Explain that to me. I need to know this one thing. Before I die. Here, look. Here's what I brought you. See? Three little pieces of cheese. And I'll put them down right here. You know what? Do you know what? I could kill you if I wanted to, but I don't want to. Now, for a little while, you kept me from going mad. And for that, I'm grateful. Yes. So, go on. Go on, bite me. If you want to, I won't mind. Go ahead. You're not saying anything, Mr. Moss. Are you still here? Or did you run away? Did you run to your mouse hole? Did you run through to the other side to live in the light, in the beautiful light? Or are you still here? Why don't you say something? Now, what's this? Is that you? Is this your little furry body? Huh? Yes. Yeah. Wait, no. No. What is that? Oh, no. Oh, that can't be. What, one, two, three, four. Why? Oh, you're not Mr. Mouse at all. You're Mrs. Mouse. Your mother Mouse. Five, baby. Five? How many? Oh. Yes, you were afraid I might hurt them. That's why you bit my hand. Yes, I understand. But now you trust me. Now you know. Oh, Mother Mouse. My beautiful little Mother Mouse. My dear friend. Do you know I'm crying again? And my tears are falling on you and on your children. What?
I came to get you.
What?
Come on. You can see your way to the door, can't you?
Yes.
Well, come on.
Nothing like a shave and a shower, am I right? I think you've lost a little weight, a few pounds. Oh, here. I brought you some clean socks. I hope they're the right size. I had to guess. Do you care to weigh yourself? There's some scales over there.
Oh, thank you.
Well, the rations were pretty thin, I know that. Now, how did you like the fruit?
What?
The fruit I left for you. And the cheese. Did you like it?
Very much.
I thought you would. Hey, don't put that shirt back on. I brought you a clean one. Here. I think it'll fit.
Thank you.
Now give me your old one and I'll throw it out.
Don't touch that shirt.
Huh?
Keep your hands off that shirt.
You want to save it? It's pretty dirty.
I want to save it.
I'll wash it for you.
No, leave it alone.
You want it the way it is?
Just the way it is.
Do you say so? Well, you ready?
Yes.
Let's go visit Mr. Z. He's dying to talk to you.
You look rather well. Surprisingly well. Please, sit down. I'm glad to see you.
Are you really?
Yes, really. Very glad. You've no idea how glad. It's been, 26 days. That's remarkable. Truly remarkable. Tell me something, if you can. How did you do it? How does a man survive 26 days in the black room? Can you tell me? I really want to know. What does a man need to have to come out of there intact?
He needs to care for some living soul.
That's all he needs?
He needs to care a lot.
That's all? Just that?
That. And a little light.
You're very tired, aren't you?
Yes.
It's been quite an ordeal.
Oh, yes.
We'd like to give you a complete physical examination before you go, if you don't mind.
I can go?
Also a psychiatric testing.
And then I can go?
One other thing.
Oh. And what's that?
After we've completed the examinations, would you be so kind, sir, as to address a few words to the membership? Not a long speech. We wouldn't expect that. But if you'd expand a little on what you've told me here...
Now, wait a moment. What membership?
Don't you know?
How am I supposed to know?
I thought you'd guess.
Is this a club? Some kind of a cult?
Not precisely a club. Certainly not a cult.
Well, then what is it? Who are the members?
People in trouble. Troubled people.
But that's practically everybody.
Quite so. Yes. Will you talk to them, sir? They'd be ever so grateful. Then you can go home.
Where do you live? Main Street? Lakeshore Drive? Mulberry Lane? Park Place? Lenox Avenue? Corner of 4th and Walnut? 3 miles out on Route 7? Come now. You know better than that. You may hang your hat anywhere at all, but you live in the black room of your own mind. I'll be back shortly.
If you take a look at the 1975 cars, you'll notice a European influence. And there are some new American cars that rival the Europeans. One being Buick's new Skylark SR, with its touring car interior and spirited little V6 engine. But don't think of the Skylark SR as a European tourer. We're proud of the fact that it's a Buick. You will be too.
Buick, dedicated to the free spirit in just about everyone.
Once upon a time, there came to pass a new law, and great changes came over the people. They were happy and busied themselves at work they enjoyed. They were kind to the earth, and it gave back to them. No one had to lock doors or put fences around their land. Everyone had enough to eat. The sick and the aged were cared for. The people stood proud and tall.
In the land of make-believe, there were no poor. The Campaign for Human Development is working to make the same thing happen in our real world.
Campaign for Human Development, United States Catholic Conference.
Has our little story depressed you? Made you unhappy? I hope not. And if it has, I'm sorry. I'd like to leave you with a piece of gentle advice. As long as you must live in the black room at the center of yourself, get to know it. Know it well. It will frighten you, yes, but it will reward you, too, in ways you would hardly believe. Our cast included Larry Haynes, George Petrie, and Peter Collins. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
Fred Meyer, it's so hard for me to believe that he's gone.
He is, my child. He's buried there. Poor Simon. Everything he did with such intensity.
I had a dream that I was wandering in the meadow when a storm arose, and I hid in a small hut until the rain stopped. It was very early morning, and the vapors rose over the fields. And as they swirled, they took shape. Fred Meyer, it was Simon that appeared in my dream. He called to me, but I couldn't hear. And then he beckoned to me to follow him.
It was a dream.
Nothing more.
We must leave here at once.
Answer me, Fred Meyer. Is Simon stronger than death?
Radio Mystery Theater was sponsored in part by Buick Motor Division and Anheuser-Busch Incorporated, brewers of Budweiser. This is E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.
Mystery Theater again tomorrow night. Same time, same station. Now stay tuned for the news next.
This is KIXI AM 91, Seattle.
11 o'clock.
CBS News. No comment yet from top CIA officials following a published report saying the agency violated its charter by engaging in domestic intelligence gathering. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. Central Intelligence Agency officials have thus far declined to comment on the report on the front page of the New York Sunday Times. The story, written by Seymour Hersh, says during the Nixon years, the CIA gathered data on at least 10,000 American citizens, anti-war dissidents, and others. The report says the material was given to a CIA section reporting directly to then-head of the agency, Richard Helms. Helms is now the American ambassador to Iran. The Times quotes one unnamed official as saying, "This is explosive and could destroy the agency." More news in a moment.
Give your hand to a friend. Give your heart to your love. But give your coin to contact. Who the better?
6 or 3 or 1.
Please don't give me problems. I'm catching a common cold. Sneezing, drips. Congestion.
Give your cold a contact. For up to 12 hours continuous relief of those symptoms, you'd need 6 cold tablets, 2 every 4 hours, or 3 ounces of cold's liquid, 1 every 4 hours, or just 1 contact.
I know, the tiny time pills.
Right. Both the others are things for aches and fever, and the liquid, something for coughs, not found in contact. Your cold, your choice.
Sneezing, drips, congestion? I'll take the contact.
Give your cold to contact. The sooner the better.
6 or 3 or 1. Take contact. Only as directed.
President Ford has given Vice President Nelson Rockefeller a number of important responsibilities. Connie Chung reports.
President Ford has assigned his new vice president 8 specific tasks. He will be vice chairman of the National Security Council, vice chairman of the Domestic Council with special emphasis on helping to find a new executive director of the council to replace departing Kenneth Cole, a member of the Murphy Commission, which analyzes American foreign policy. He will play a role in coordinating activities with the nation's governors and mayors and also help recruit individuals for White House positions. President Ford has asked Rockefeller to travel for him, explaining domestic and foreign programs. The SALT talks were named in particular. In a month, President Ford wants Rockefeller to make recommendations concerning a White House science advisor or board. He will also work on the bicentennial. Finally, members of the vice president's staff will, for the first time, attend regular White House staff meetings. White House Press Secretary Ron Nessen said President Ford has an open door to the vice president. The president was quoted as saying, "There is no doorkeeper for the vice president. He does not have to get on my schedule. He can pick up the phone or walk in anytime." Connie Chung, CBS News at the White House.
No one was hurt Saturday when a bomb went off inside the famous Harrods department store in London. Details from Bob Dyke.
The department store was open for business and packed with customers at the time the bomb warning was given, about 10 minutes before the blast occurred. Police were in the midst of evacuating the block square multi-storied building when the bomb went off. Customers and staff inside the store heard the explosion, but witnesses say there was little panic. One group of employees was taking a tea break when the blast occurred. They quietly went to their respective departments to await orders of what to do next. A woman customer was sitting under a hairdryer in the store's beauty parlor. She heard the bomb and, on leaving the building, worried more about her still wet hair than about the danger she might still be in from a possible second or third bomb. The force of the blast shattered windows and showered the street below with broken glass. The area around the store was sealed off for several hours after the explosion, which preceded by 7 hours and one day the Irish Republican Army's promised Christmastime truce. Bob Dyke for CBS News, London.
President Ford met Saturday with some of his top economic advisors and with 5 Republican senators. The talks were held to put forth ideas on how to deal with inflation and the recession. One of the senators, John Tower of Texas, says the group suggested a tax break for the elderly and for families with low and moderate incomes. Tower says the president was very receptive and indicated he was in substantial agreement with the suggestion. Now this.
If you happen to live in one of the towns or areas which don't enjoy the brand name selection and economy of having a True Value hardware store nearby, you probably get awfully tired of hearing me say, "Hi, Pat Summerall here with another great value from True Value hardware stores." And that's understandable, because all the great values in the world won't do any good if you can't get to them. Well, do something about it. Next time you visit the local hardware, home center, or home and auto supply dealer, ask if he's ever considered joining the True Value Group. Tell him to drop me a note. Pat Summerall, CBS Radio, P.O. Box 50. That's CBS Radio, P.O. Box 50, Radio City Station, New York, for details. If your local dealer qualifies, he'll be able to start offering the kind of savings on brand name products which only a member of the nation's largest and fastest growing hardware chain can offer. Get the point? If a True Value hardware sign goes up in your town, you'll both be glad you had the idea.
8 skiers were killed Saturday and several others are missing following an avalanche on a 5,400-foot mountain near Kitzbühel, a well-known ski resort in Austria. In Iceland, at least 9 people died in an avalanche that struck a fishing town on that country's east coast. Doug Poling, CBS News.
CBS in Seattle, KIXI. The weather outlook for Seattle, Tacoma, Everdon vicinity, showers locally mixed with wet snow this evening, decreasing tonight through Sunday and cooler. Occasionally windy. Variable clouds Sunday night and Monday. Chance of a few showers with lows in the lower 30s, highs in the lower 40s, wind southwesterly 15 to 30 miles per hour with a few higher gusts, diminishing later tonight and tomorrow. 37 degrees downtown, 33 at SeaTac.